Frequency Cast Update.
Well, hi there. This is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Frequency Cast is a podcast that brings you a tantalizing take on technology every month. The mini show you are listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show.
That's absolutely right. And first of all, we're going to take a look at a couple of bits of news, aren't we?
Yes, please. Let's look at BT and what they've been planning.
Well, have you heard of 21CN?
Nope.
21st Century Network. BT has finally got the go-ahead from Ofcom to start rolling out this new 21st Century Network. It's actually going to cost BT $1.5 billion to roll out this network.
$1.5 billion. Wow. Hold on a minute. I've got some loose change.
So what's so special about 21CN?
Don't ask me. You're the one that knows everything.
So this is going to get fibre into a whole bunch of homes. They're aiming to get 40% of the UK completely fibred by 2012.
Fibred, I suppose by that you mean fibre octaves?
Fibre octaves, absolutely.
Now you're taking the miracle.
So at the moment, most of the homes in the UK are coppered. Copper wire from exchange to home, and now they're looking at going completely fibre optic, so we're going to get real high-speed internet access. As I say, 2012, they're aiming for 40%. The big thing about this news story is the rules have been relaxed by Ofcom. This allows BT to actually sell on this fibre network to other internet providers.
And can you tell me anything about the internet provider Tiscali? And whether they're coping or struggling in the recession.
Oh, wow, you can read, Carl. Excellent. Yes, number two on our list to discuss is the internet provider called...
Tiscali.
Tiscali. So where are they from? Where are Tiscali from?
Norway.
Correct. Italy.
Just on the coast of Norway.
Yeah, just down a bit and shaped like a boot. So the internet provider Tiscali, they are in serious trouble at the moment. They've been in takeover talks with Sky. So Sky's been looking to buy their business, but that deal hasn't come through, which has left Tiscali really, really struggling. So at the moment, they have something in the order of £450 million worth of debt.
£450 million. I tell you what, if they go to BT, they've got £1.5 billion in the spend line. If they just borrow a bit of that, they'll be okay.
And shares in Tiscali in Italy, which is obviously their home country, have been suspended. So all is not looking good for Tiscali. As I say, they were trying to get Sky to buy them, but that's fallen through.
Let me ask then, what will actually happen if this does collapse? What does that mean to the 1.7 million UK internet customers?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. One of the obvious things that could happen is Sky will just get them for a real cut price. So they've been negotiating at sort of market value to take over Tiscali's business. But if Tiscali decides it's going to collapse and shut up shop, then Sky can possibly get it at a bargain price. Failing that, some of the other internet providers could, in theory, snatch the business from them. Those 1.7 million customers are actually quite valuable. So someone, I'm sure, will have them. But yeah, interesting times if you're with Tiscali at the moment.
So have we visited the next item before?
Funny you say that. So as you remember, there was a channel called UKTV G2, better known as Dave. They've now got a plus one running on Freeview, and it's called...
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu. Do you like what they've done there?
No, it's as cheesy as one of my jokes.
One final news story we want to cover, Sky Plus HD, they're getting a new snazzy electronic program guide.
Ooh, check them out.
In a couple of days' time, hopefully, there'll be this brand new, shiny electronic program guide when you press the TV guide button. It's going to have a little TV screen in the top so you can watch your telly while you're browsing through your program listings. And you can check categories and search, and it's all meant to be better and shiny and lovely. If you've got a Thomson Sky Plus HD box, this should be rolled out to your box within the next few days. If you've got one of the Pace HD boxes, you might find it takes another couple of weeks to 2 months to roll out the new EPG to everyone. But Sky Plus HD users, brand new EPG coming soon.
Very good. Have we got any messages from Mars?
Yeah, we've got a few emails and a few text messages to go through. I'm going to start off with this one because this is in my very bad handwriting and you won't be able to read it. This is from Steve in Welling. He has got an LG 32 7000 series TV.
Oh, poor thing. Is he all right?
So what's so special about that? Well, this is off the back of the...
A lorry?
This is off the back of show 36, where we talked about streaming media. This TV apparently has Bluetooth.
Ooh, that's all right then, isn't it?
Which actually means you can take a photo on your phone and Bluetooth it and watch it on your TV. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. Very cool indeed.
He also says he's got a Samsung Pixel phone and he's got a problem with it. We don't know the answer to this one, so maybe somebody out there happens to know the answer to this one. It keeps going from keyboard to keypad. If you've got a Samsung Pixel and you know how to fix that, please get in touch and try and help out our Steve.
Thank you very much. And the next one you're going to read out is from Chris Cockrum, isn't it?
No, you're reading this one out.
No. Your turn.
No. You go. This because you know how to say that word there now.
NAS drive. Thank you. Okay. I love iTunes and have a large music library. The only problem I have is that it takes up a huge amount of space on my MacBook. He's got a MacBook then.
Yes, yeah.
I'd like to move it to a NAS drive, like the new WD-1TB. This way I can enjoy the music of my MacBook without any wires. What is the best way to do this that keeps full functionality within iTunes and that still allows me to view the album art for Coverflow and easily import new music into the library?
Well, do you know what, Chris? I haven't got a clue. Not being a MacBook fan, I don't know the answer to that one. I do know there are at least three other listeners out there that happen to know MacBooks and iTunes inside out. So we're going to open that one up to our listeners. Please get in touch if you can help out our Chris use his NAS drive to get iTunes with all the wishy cover arty stuff sorted.
Yeah, because Chris was a big fan of Brian the Brain, wasn't he?
Whatever happened to Brian the Brain? He's on a shelf somewhere, isn't he?
I'm sure he'd know the answer. Let's ask him. But not now.
I want to say a special thanks to Peter Howav, I think that one would be pronounced. He sent an email telling us to go and check out birdsongradio.com. So you remember all the national dab stations started shutting down and one of them became a birdsong channel?
I do.
If you can't get the birdsong channel on dab, you can now get it online. If you go to the website birdsongradio.com, you can hear birdsong 24 hours over the internet. They do stress this is different birdsong to the ones you get on National Dab Radio. So if you're bored with National Dab Birdsong, give this website a try. Cheers, Peter.
Alternatively, if you want to be green and more environmentally friendly, open a window.
What's next?
The next one is from David Dixon. I'm thinking of buying a 901 using the Linux platform. So a couple of questions. First of all, I believe one of you guys uses the E901. Still happy with it? That'll be you, Pete.
That'll be me. Look at this. This is the Asus EEE901. This is in black. It's lovely.
Yes, it is lovely. Don't rub it in. It's nicer than mine.
Yeah, poor Carl managed to buy himself the, what is it, 700 you got? EPC 700?
Pass. You told me to buy it.
That's my fault, is it? And how happy are you with the 700 series?
Well, now I've bought myself a new battery, I'm a lot happier because the original battery seemed to last like 20 minutes or something stupid like that on full charge. Whereas I've got a larger battery which you can acquire from the internet, and that seems to be lasting about two to three hours on fully charged, so I'm happier.
You've got the Linux model, haven't you?
I do have the Linux model, and I'm far more impressed with this one, which is running Windows XP.
So, yeah, I've got the 901. I am running Windows, I must admit. Looking at my battery here, 86% of my battery remaining, 4.51 hours. The battery life on this is absolutely superb. So, yeah, I am very happy with my 901. Very good construction, behaves very well.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I am very tempted to buy one of these over mine. So, although I was very impressed with the original Asus EPC, I was a little bit disgruntled by the fact that the battery life is not very impressive.
Anyway, so what else does David have to say? He says, with Linux, can I use a USB Bluetooth dongle or my cell phone as a modem? Yes, the good news is with Linux you can. It's a little bit tricky. You have to sort of faff about in K-Console and make a few tweaks and mods. But I managed to get the old 700 series to connect using a 3 USB broadband dongle. So yes, it is doable. And David also asks us to do a follow-up on these mini... Oh, we can't call them netbooks anymore. Did you know you can't call netbooks anymore?
Is that not politically correct? Or not personal computer? Certainly not PC, whatever.
So these little handheld thingies, a lot of the journos out there call these things netbooks, but Scion actually trademarked the name netbook, and apparently they're going after bloggers and websites that use the term netbook without Scion's permission.
Oh.
So we can't call it a netbook anymore. We can call it a netbook if you split it into two words.
Is this not getting as stupid as Spielberg trying to copyright the word Jurassic?
Or Orange trying to copyright Orange?
Change it to Satsuma. Mandarin.
Okay, who have we got next?
The next one's from Adam Child. He says, I was very pleased to hear your article on webcams and looked into all of the ones that you mentioned in your recent show.
He says, my wife has a number of horses, one of which is due to have a foal soon. Well, we all wish you good luck, don't we?
Gee up.
And he wanted a way of monitoring the horses without having to disturb the sleep in the stables. Sadly, all of the cameras you mentioned required an internet connection. Not to be beaten, he looked around and he found an old camera, still totally serviceable, called the Pupilo, which he bought new for £99 plus VAT. Everything he was looking for, including nighttime vision, works over 3G with a USIM from 3 in the box. Good news is, since it accepts only incoming 3G video calls, you never need to top it up with credit. Being on O2 contract, video minutes are part of my contractual free ones, which makes this a very good option for anyone looking to get a webcam where no internet connectivity exists. Horsecam is now installed and working well. Thought you'd like to pass this on to your listeners. Adam, consider it done. He also finishes by saying,
no more horsing about.
You haven't actually read his last line, which really refers to you there.
More cheese than stuffed crust pizza, but I'm not complaining. You see, the cheese is the best. It means we don't have to fole about anymore.
Next one is from Colin, calling himself the Spirit of Oxford. Hello, Colin. I listened to show 37 with interest, particularly the section on the TomTom 940. However, I did wonder how extensive your testing of the FM transmitter facility was, as I have the Garmin Nuvi 600 series and don't use the FM transmitter at all, as it's next to useless.
Oh, that sounds quite sad.
Yeah, now it's kind of right here. Basically, these boxes have got FM transmitters in, and you can tune them to a number on the dial between 88 and 108 and get the output to come up on your car stereo. Now, yeah, by default, these have to be fairly low powered so they don't interfere with other passing cars and everything else. And to be honest, yeah, they're not always perfect. Colin also points out if he's driving around the M25 or the M40 or the M4, when he gets into London, you start getting all the local radio stations, which does make it tricky. Yeah, the TomTom's okay. I use it quite a lot driving around the M25. It's generally okay. I haven't actually used the Nuvi. I have used a Garmin FM transmitter, and I've also got an FM transmitter that works with my iPod. And they're all a little bit flaky, to be honest. They just lack the power to do it. The TomTom one, certainly good enough. They're all a bit flaky, but no real problems with the TomTom one.
Fair enough. You seem to have written the word Twitter next. Any particular reason, or is that actually a misspelling? You didn't need to put the second T-E-R at the end.
Yeah, a little bit of a twit. Did you listen to a lot of podcasts, don't you?
Yes.
You've never listened to it. You don't even listen to our podcast, do you?
Sorry, do we do one? When did we start that?
I listen to a fair number of podcasts. Every podcast I listen to seems to be banging on about Twitter at the moment. Like it's the best thing in the world.
I thought it was a bit antiquated for us. We like to be cutting edge, don't we?
Yes. If you're a fan of Twitter, send in a postcard addressed to your street, your town, Yorkshire.
I say, thank you.
So, yeah, a lot of people banging on about Twitter. If anyone out there happens to be a mad Twitter fan, yes, we do have a Twitter feed. It's called Frequency Cast. Sign up and follow us. Nothing ever happens on there. If you must really follow us on Twitter, you absolutely can.
Go on, and off you go. Crisps.
Now, this is where we're going to get slated. You know when we get complaints?
They can put it on the Twitter site.
I think they probably will as well. This was something we did about, 2 weeks ago?
Yes, I was there.
Now, we recorded something. It was a bit of a joke, and we decided it wasn't really up to going out in the last show, didn't we? Do you remember?
Well, the producer said we couldn't, but we're going to put it out on the update instead, aren't we? Seriously, if you want to laugh for the next... How long does this take?
About 2 minutes.
If you want to laugh for the next 2 minutes, carry on listening. If not, that's it for this update. Our next full-length show is due out on the 1st of the 4th. That's the 1st of the 4th month, which is April.
So here we go, something new to review.
So what great delight have you for me today?
Something slightly different. This is not, strictly speaking, your technology we're going to talk about now.
We're not going to look at technology, so what are we going to look at?
Well, Steve the producer, bless him, has given us a nice little thing to review. Now, we're justifying this as technology because this was in a technology gadgety magazine.
So, what are you saying it actually is? Where is it? Get it out. Well, that's not technology at all. That's a bag of crisps.
If I were to say to you, chicken, what would you say?
Le chicken? You think with a bank statement like this, you can order the le chicken? Where do you summer?
And there's a fridge magnet to anyone that can recognise that film quote.
Yeah, but you've got to text it into us.
First text, fridge magnet. So, chicken. If I were to say to you chicken, what would you say?
Unlucky fried kitten?
Slightly more upmarket.
Nando's.
This is a bag of Nando's Piri Piri chicken crisps just out.
Piri 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 chicken whatever. Come on, let's
right,
have a look.
Are we ready? Are we ready? It's not often we get to eat in the studio. Let's give it a go. Ready? Here comes the pop.
That wasn't very exciting, was it? Did you want me to squeeze the bag as you did it? This is going to be the best products yet.
Right. Simultaneously, one for you, one for me.
Okay, here we go. Ready? And go. can't quite make a decision, hold on.
No, not at all.
No, I'm not too sure. Let me try again.
So there you go. So what's your opinion? You impressed?
Oh, I'm stuffed. Couldn't eat another one. Can't pass an opinion. I'm too full.
So come on, we have to pass our technical opinion as reviewers on a formal podcast. Nando's Piri Piri Chicken Medium Strength Crisps. What do we reckon?
God, they have an after kick, don't they? God.
Not too bad. Yep.
Milk! Milk!
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I need my milk! Okay, next. Hors d'oeuvres. So now that really is it for this update. Our next full-length show is out on the 1st of the 4th. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to sign up for more on what we've covered. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.